Hello, welcome to the Show Oshibeso podcast. Show Oshibeso is the lead pastor, Grace Made Christian Center, where we raise change agents. We do hope you'll be refreshed by God's word today. Happy listening.
The influence of satanic oppression in this house in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare total liberty in this house this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Come on, say amen. Come on, put those hands together for Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Can you please do me a favor? Leave your seat and go to five people and welcome them to church this morning. Amen. Leave your seats. Go to five people and welcome them to church. Ask them how their week went. If they look handsome, tell them. If they look beautiful, tell them. Make sure you love on them this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, guys. Amen. Glory to God. Please take your seat this morning in the house of the Lord. Glory to God. Please help me ask your neighbor, how did your week go? Get an answer from them. Get an answer from them. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love the man of Galilee, for he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and sent the Holy Ghost to me. I love the man of Galilee. I love the man.
I love the man
of Galilee. For he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and sent the Holy Ghost to me. I love the man. For the last time. Jesus this morning? Do you love Jesus this morning? Has he done so much for you? Come on, put those hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. All right, talk with me your Bibles, the book of Acts. Let's start our text this morning. We have three readings this morning. The first is the book of Acts. Acts chapter 16. Acts 16 from verse 16 to 18. If you're there, say yes, I'm there. If you're not there, say wait for me. Glory to God. It says, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought our masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Jesus and followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out the same hour. Can we have the Message translation just for, you know, good reading so we can all understand? Amen. Because the text is very important for us to understand. Acts 16 from verse 16. One day on our way to the place of prayer, a slave girl ran into us. Does that sound like real life now?
All right. So he ran into us. She was a psychic and with her fortune telling, made a lot of money for the people who owned her. Verse 17. She started following Paul around, calling everyone's attention to us by yelling out, "These men are working for the Most High God. They are laying out the road of salvation." What was she doing? She was helping them to do what? To preach the gospel. Right. Verse 18. She did this for a number of days until Paul finally, fed up with her, turned and commanded the spirit that possessed her, "Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of her." And it was gone. I'm going to say just like that. I'm going to say just like that. All right, let's take a second reading. A second reading from Matthew chapter 16. Matthew's Gospel chapter 16. From verse 22 to 24. Matthew's Gospel chapter 16. From verse 22 to 24. Peter took him in hand, protesting, "Impossible, master." Let's have the new KJV for this. New KJV. You know the story prior to this. Jesus said, oh, how he was going to die and rise again and all of those. And Peter, who was overzealous, all right, in Matthew 16:22. Just because they are delaying. Matthew 16, amen. Matthew 16 from 22. All right. So it says, "Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savourest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." Glory to God. Are you here this morning? Second Corinthians, let's just lay the foundation before we move. Second Corinthians chapter 10. Somebody say, "I love the word." 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3 to 5. Amen. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Verse 5, let's read together. 1, 2, ready, read. "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." I'm not impressed with our reading. Can we read again? 1, 2, ready, read louder. Yeah. For the last time, 1, 2, ready, read much louder. Lord, bless your word this morning. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. I'm going to say, believe in, amen. So last 3 weeks, we began our discussion about the believer's authority. And the first week, we spoke about the fact that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities, far above powers, might, dominion, and every power on earth, in heaven, under the earth. And that's so powerful. And it says that, you know, we are seated at the right hand. The right hand of the Father is symbolic of the place of authority, the place of power, the place of dominion. Glory to God. And last 2 weeks, we spoke about the fact that we have power in the name of Jesus. And you and I, as believers, we have the power of attorney. In other words, we have the rights. to use the name of Jesus. We have access to that name. Glory to God. And last week we spoke about the fact that we have a spiritual armor. So God wants us to be dressed in that armor. We have the helmet of salvation. Help me now. The shield of faith. What again? I can't hear you. Yeah. The what? People are inventing things right now. The what? The belt of truth. Yeah. What again? Helmet of salvation. I've said that. What again? Sword of the Spirit. Glory to God. So we continue and we conclude today for this time, this season, our teaching series on the Believers Authority. And this morning, I'm talking about what I've titled, Dealing with Oppression, Obsession, and Possession. Dealing with oppression, obsession, and possession of the devil. One truth we must understand as we live our everyday lives is that life is spiritual. I've said that again and again and again. Life is spiritual. And you and I must be sensitive enough to know when certain reactions from people have a spiritual undertone. It is naive, you know, to take things every time on surface value, on face value. If you look at the stories we read, you will see, you know, Jesus, I mean, before that time in Matthew 16, Peter had just given a revelation. If you look at the story before that time, when Jesus rebuked him, he had said, "Thou art Christ," you know, and Jesus said, "Wow, upon this revelation, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail." And after that, he went into the flesh. And Jesus, knowing very well that this is not natural, and Jesus never had a conversation with Peter. What did Jesus do? He rebuked Satan. So he says that, see, some things have spiritual undertone. So he knew that this was Satan in operation. He knew that. So he addressed not Peter, he addressed the roots of that reaction. And we see the same thing in the place that we read in Acts 16. Go back there, Acts 16 from verse 16. Let's go to 17. Acts 16, 17. Say, Peter, when he was grieved, rebuked that spirit of divination. Because he knew that this is a spirit oppression. Glory to God. She said she did this for a number of days until Paul finally fed up with her, turned and commanded the spirit that possessed her. So it was the spirit that he commanded. And the moment he commanded that spirit to come out of her, and the spirit came out, the woman or the damsel became normal. So listen to me. There are times that things are happening in your life, especially as you relate with people, that some things that they are trying to do, some reactions that they give, have spiritual undertone. I don't know if it's happened to you before. When you enter a bus, sometimes if you are a believer, you see certain people, they start reacting. Has it happened to you before? They start reacting like, like, just move. You can see that reaction. I see it happened to you before. Talk to me. So it's a reaction. So it's not just them. It is spirit to spirit. Glory to God. Say glory to God. And the truth is, sometimes people come under the influence of spirits to perpetrate things in the lives of people. And that's why he says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So even though we're in this world itself is a spiritual place. Amen. So you cannot just treat everything, you know, based on, you know, the physical reality. No, life is spiritual. Glory to God. Say glory to God. And sometimes Satan gains access to people through their minds. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives inside the body. So even though Satan cannot possess a man's spirit, a believer's spirit, he can operate. That's why he says, casting down every imagination and every thought, all right, that wants to exalt itself above the knowledge of Christ, and bringing into captivity every thought. Show me that scripture. Every thought. I need to drive this home. Every thought. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5. Let's read again. Are you ready? 1, 2, ready? Read. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So when the devil wants to penetrate a man's life, he goes in through his mind, through his thoughts. Through his thoughts. The degree to which a person yields to Satan is how much the devil is able to influence his mind, his thinking, his soul. The soul comprises of the mind, the will, and the emotions. So when the devil wants to enter into a person, he penetrates through these three arenas. Glory to God. Say glory to God. So there are three degrees to which the devil can influence. But the first one is oppression. The devil can oppress people. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed by the devil. So the devil is the one that oppresses people. And he oppresses them in the arena of their minds. Glory to God. So there are three categories or three levels: oppression, obsession, and possession. Right now I'm talking about oppression. Oppression happens when a believer is influenced in the arena of his soul and body. That's when a believer is oppressed. Amen. Types of oppression. Hear me and hear me well. Types of oppression. The first one is mood swing. Mood swing is an oppression of the devil. Hear me and hear me well. Hear me. Mood swing, and I'll show you from the Bible. Mood swing is an oppression of the devil. Mood swing is not spiritual. It is not a fruit of the spirit. In the Bible, what you see is that rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. You see that in Philippians 4:4, right? 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says rejoice forevermore. So anything that is anti-God is of the devil. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Isaiah 11:3, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. So when you constantly are having mood swing, you should understand that it is a demonic oppression. Hear me well. Anything trying to steal your joy is from the devil. So mood swing is an oppression of the devil. You know why you don't know? Because the devil has not taken over your spirit. So he's still in the arena of the soul, the mind, the will, and the emotions. That's why you must be quick. That's why you will hear the psalmist say things like, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Forget not all his benefits. I will bless the Lord at all times. Glory to God. Because he will ask himself, his soul, why so cast down, O my soul? So sometimes you need to ask yourself, Femi, why so cast down, O my soul? Because sometimes if we look at it, we have no reason to be sad. If you think well, you will realize that God has actually been good to you. Glory to God. So the devil is trying to oppress you. He's trying to play with your mind. But we don't understand because we believe that, oh, it's an... You know, some mood swings, you will know that some mood swings are demonic. Especially when it's... You know, people just... This minute, they are fine. The next minute, what's wrong with you, sir?
Okay.
But we just spoke. Now what's going on? Say, I can't even place it. You can't place what? What is going on? It's an oppression of demon. So you have to rebuke it in your life. I say, I rebuke the spirit. You cannot accept what is not yours. Oh, are you here this morning? Especially my sisters, my ladies. That's where you live. Hello? What's going on? You're wondering what's going on. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying today? Are you hearing what I'm saying today? Are you hearing God? We are trying to analyze it that you don't understand. No! Line up with God's word. Talk to me. Have you experienced what I'm saying to you? Say hormonal imbalance. You are still speaking grammar. You're like, what's going on? And you know that those things sometimes is a form of witchcraft. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. It's a form of witchcraft. It is witchcrafting the other person. That's how people become witches. I'm here for you today. Should I go on? The men are like, go on. And it's just a street. There are some men like that. There are men like that. Some people just enter the office. They don't feel like talking to anybody. Say good morning. Kilo Shelley, what's going on? See, especially when they are broke. They just have mood swing. How can your happiness be dependent on what you have in your bank account? Then you will know that you will be sorrowful for the most part of it. Because most of us, we don't always have money. So if your happiness is dependent on how much you have, then for the most part of your life, you'll be sad. Because even me right now, I shouldn't be preaching to you. Considering, do you get what I'm saying? Tell me, say, be joyful. Somebody say, rejoice! You have to train your mind. Train your mind to always be happy. In fact, happiness is a function of happenings. It's from the word happenings. So when things are good, you're happy. When things are not good, you're not happy. But joyfulness or joy is a state of mind. It is irrespective of how things are good, whether things are good or things are bad. You are just going to say, I'm joyful. Just with joy, you will draw. So if you don't have joy, you cannot draw. Joy is your fetcher in the realm of the spirit. So it is with joy that you draw from the wells of salvation. Glory to God. For God's kingdom is not in meat or drink, but in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So when you see God's kingdom, you see joy. With joy you draw. Glory to God. So the next time you have a mood swing, rebuke that spirit. Say, I rebuke you. Spirits of sadness, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Say, glory to God. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. When you resist him, he will flee from you. Glory to God. Number two type of oppression is fear. Fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the power of love and of a what? Sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:6, sound mind. So what that tells you is that it says God has not given us the spirit of fear. What that means is that fear is a spirit. So if he says God has not given you the spirit of fear, it means that fear itself is a spirit. So you cannot entertain fear in your life. When anytime you're afraid, you know, there are people that can't go out in the night. You know, people like that. They can't go out in the night. It's a spirit. They can't go out in the night. They're always afraid that something will happen. Say, it's in the dark. They cannot go into... What is wrong with you? When the Bible says a righteous man is as bold as a lion. Do you know what I'm talking about here? There are people who are afraid of mosquitoes. Cockroach. What is wrong with you? Let's call a spade. This is God's word. I know it's funny. He says he has put all things under his feet. And I'm not trying to be funny, I'm serious. Why would you be afraid of cockroach? It's your mind. I know you don't believe, but it's your mind. It's your mind, God's creature. Some of you, your mind is rioting right now. You are even confused. I tell my son, you are bold. You are bold. You are bold. You know what it means to have a sound mind? Do you know what that means? You have a sound mind. A mind void of fear. That you can take up anything. I'm not afraid of anything. No. Not even death. No. Because if I die and I know where I'm going to heaven. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Tell anybody, you don't have the spirit of fear. Some people are again, I have. You don't have it. Do you know that fear paralyzes? Fear does not make you be the best person that God has ordained you to be. Lift your right hand to me and say, I'm not afraid. Say, I'm not fearful. Say, I have the spirit of power, love, and sound mind. Shout the loudest amen possible. Sometimes fear takes a hold of believers' minds and cause their spirits not to function as they should. Fear has dominion over people, some certain people. Fear is not of God. No. Fear is not of God. You cannot entertain fear in your life and claim that you are a full child of God. Fear is not of God. Anything that limits your potential and your capacity in God is not of God, you have to rebuke it. When people want to do things, they are afraid, they are fearful. Fear to get married, that the marriage will not work. It's not of God. And you've not been married before. People are just afraid. You have to rebuke that spirit and say, fear, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Because we have to learn to take authority over even our minds. And let's not allow the mind to keep acting the way it wants. We have authority. We are the ones in charge. Glory to God. Say, glory to God. The third type of oppression is sickness. Sickness. Especially the stubborn and consistent ones. Sickness. Ought not this daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound these 18 years. Imagine somebody having a sickness for 18 years. They can't bend. They can't bend for 18 years. Sickness is an oppression. Sorry? Yeah. Sickness is an oppression. Especially the consistent ones. Consistent ones. I know that, you know, some of these things we have excuses for them. Justifications here and there. But you know, you can speak to those things. You know that? Do you know you can speak to those things? Do you know you can speak to those things? You can speak to them. No matter what the sickness is, you can speak to them. Because it's an oppression. I've never seen anybody who is sick and is at their best. I've never seen it. No. Lift your right hand and say, sickness is not my portion. Oh, I can't hear you. Say, sickness is not my portion. In the name of Jesus. Can you rebuke sickness right now in your body? Whatever form of sickness you have in your body, rebuke it right now. Rebuke it right now. Rebuke it right now. In the name of Jesus. I've taught you about the power in the name of Jesus. Rebuke that sickness. In the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone, sickness. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Say, glory to God. There are things that happen that, you know, we've become familiar with those things. Oh, this my stuff is not yours. Don't take what the devil owns. In fact, you know what the Bible says? Say, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. The chastisements that brought us peace was upon him. By his stripes we were healed. He took it. Don't own it. He already took it. So sickness is an oppression. The devil is oppressing you in your body. I have no pain in my body. When I notice anything, I rebuke it in the name of instantly on the spot. Rebuke sickness. You notice one sharp pain in your neck. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke this pain in the name of Jesus. What's going on? It's like my back. No, don't talk like that. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. See, maybe it's because I took bike. So my back, now I walk. I'm work at the reception. So my back, rebuke it. Do you know that the sickness that kills people? Have you not heard things like, the guy just had malaria? Have you not heard things like that? That it was just small headache. So let me tell you, the goal of the enemy, when you see any sickness in your body, listen to me. The goal of the enemy is to kill you with that sickness. That is the goal. Don't, you know, the devil has a threefold ministry. Do you know that? John 10:10. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Everything that he came to do is in the scope of those things. This eye, not rebuked in Jesus. I rebuke this eye pain. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Let people call you spooky. Let them say, this is everything. It's just, no. No. My life is important to me. Lift your right hand up. Say, I rebuke sickness. Maybe you are even used to it. Say, it just comes like once in 3 months. You have made provision for that sickness. The Bible says in Romans 13:14, it says, make no provision for the flesh. Don't accommodate sickness in your body. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Number 4 type of oppression is mental oppression. Mental oppression. And this mostly happens when people have nervous breakdown. And most times, it results in them not being able to sleep. When you are not able to sleep, it's an oppression of the devil. Hear me well. The Bible says in Psalm 3 verse 5, says, he giveth his beloved sleep. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? Say, it's just that I've not been able to sleep for the past 3 days. What is going on? And you've not started rebuking that demonic oppression. You think it is normal. God programmed you to sleep. In fact, you have to control yourself not to sleep. As you are, right, some of you, you are in your mind, you have slept. There's this guy, you know, when I preach back on campus, he sleeps a lot. So I used to feel bad. That maybe I'm not anointed, you know, that how can I be preaching, you know. I felt I was preaching good, and the guy, you know, would sleep on me every time. Until we went to see a match. I think it was Arsenal Man U. And this guy slept and Arsenal scored. And we were shouting, go! And the guy was still sleeping. I knew that I was called. The guy did not wake up. Then I said, neighbor, God gives his beloved sleep. Sleep is a gift from God. You will sleep. I said, everything that has been disturbing your sleep, that spirit is broken right now in the name of Jesus. Nervous breakdown. Some people are just stressed. Say, there are people that, you know, they just open their eyes 3 hours, 5 hours. I have a gift. It is sleep. How many of you here, you know friends that you are just talking to and then they are gone? Anybody like that here? You have friends like that. You just turn like this. You just turn like, Like just now that I just went to take something. They are not even snoring again. You are wondering what's going on. Do you have friends like that? Me, I'm like that. My mom said, baby, you are sleeping again. I said, I've gone. I can decide that I want to sleep now. Sleep for me is a decision. I want to sleep and I lie down and I sleep. That. Anyway, like that here. Amen. Anything taking your sleep is robbing you of your health. Glory to God. Say glory to God. So let's go to obsession. Obsession. What is obsession? Obsession is when you yield to the devil. In the hair, so the devil is trying to oppress you and all of that, and then you yield to him in the arena of your thoughts. Give me Romans 6:16. Romans 6:16. Are you getting blessed this morning? Romans 6:16. Don't worry, next month is prosper. Amen. The theme for next month is prosper, so don't worry. You'll be happy, don't worry. It says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself. Which one is ye yield again? Can we have New King James? Even King James, if he's alive, he would not read himself. Say, hardly you know well enough from your own experience that there are some acts of so-called freedom. Which one is this again? The same verse. Give me New King James. Say, don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? So it's your decision. So you yield. You can yield yourself to the devil. So from oppression, if you yield yourself, it becomes an obsession. It says you can be a slave to sin, which leads to death. Or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. So when you yield yourself to those thoughts, then you are obsessed with those thoughts. And then the devil, boom, penetrates into your heart. The last dimension is possession. Possession means that the devil has taken a hold of a human being, spirit, soul, and body. And I can tell you for free that there are so many possessed people that come to church. I can tell you that for free. Possessed with demons. Please, if you don't miss next refresh, it's going to be a special deliverance service. Don't miss it. Don't miss it for any reason. Activations, deliverances, next refresh. Oh, glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Verse 1 to 20. Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 30. Classic scriptural example of possession. So they arrived at the other side of the lake in the region of New King James. And they came over onto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit. What is an unclean spirit? An unclean spirit is a demonic spirit. Verse 3, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Have you not seen people that when they are hungry, nobody can hold them? You are possessed. You are possessed. I'm serious. Say, no, no. Apostle, leave me. You have a demon. Say, can you stop? Ah! No! Ah! Leave me! Leave me! Ah! What's going on? Say, no one could take. How many of you here, you've tried to settle for, it says, blessed are the peacemakers. For they shall be called children of God. Have you tried to settle a fight before that you got more injured than those that are fighting? Anybody like that here? That there are people that their anger, that you are angry and you carry TV, you break it down, power, carry whatever, break it down, power, carry your child, please to beat your husband, power. What's going on? You are possessed, my sister, my brother. Say no. Say, talk to pastor. Say, pastor, get the fuck, pastor. You say, this girl, what's going on? You have a demon. Are you here? Say, neither could any man tame him. Verse 5. And always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. So what it means, listen to me. What it means is that this person is self-destructing. You may not cut yourself with stones in the natural, right? But in essence, what you're doing is that you are cutting yourself with stones. Say no, don't go and do. Say no, I will go. Say if you go, so what happens? So no, I don't care, I will still go. And then you go, and then you are gone. Say, but when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Did you see that? Worshipping God but still possessed. Worshipping God, coming to church, oh, we'll give you all the glory, possessed. Ooh, yeah. Possessed. Still worshipping. And cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus? Who was talking here? The demon was talking here. Thou son of the most high, I adjure you that thee by God, that thou torment me not. Verse 8. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. No unclean spirit will live here. Will go with you. I rebuke every foul spirit right now. I rebuke every foul spirit right now. I rebuke every, I see a monkey in the name of the spirit. I rebuke in the name of Jesus. Loose in the name of Jesus every affliction, every oppression, every obsession, every possession of the enemy. An end has come to you right now in the name of Jesus. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Verse 9. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, my name is Legion, for we are many. This demon, they had built a house in the body of this person. They called themselves, say, we are many. Verse 11. Then he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. And there was there now unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000. One person carrying 2,000. Listen to me. These are people you meet every day. Every day. You meet them every day. Carrying demonic spirits. You'd be naive to think that everybody that you see, they are just normal human beings. They are demonic spirits that has taken abode in some people. They were about 2,000 and they were choked in the sea. Verse 14. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting clothed and in his right mind and were afraid. Verse 16. And they saw it and told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. Verse 17. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord had done for thee and had compassion on thee. Verse 20. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis. Decapolis simply means 10 cities. You know, Decagon, 10, right? 10 cities, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. I want you to stand to your feet and lift your right hand high above your head. Lift your right hand high above your head. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak as your servant, and I rebuke in this house every foul spirit, every unclean spirit, be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Every oppression, every obsession, every possession of the wicked, of the enemy against lives and destinies here, every maneuver of the wicked, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you right now. I rebuke you right now. Seizing your maneuvers. Seizing your maneuvers. Seizing your maneuvers. Seizing your maneuvers. Seizing your oppressions. In the name of Jesus. I declare, let there be deliverance in this house. Let there be deliverance in this house. In the name of Jesus. For everyone bound with chains and fetters in the realm of the spirit, I decree and declare, your deliverance is now. Your deliverance is now. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I decree in the name of Jesus, every sickness bows in the name of Jesus right now. Every demonic manipulation bows right now. Every affliction bows right now. Every unclean spirit is cast out right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And so in the name of Jesus, in the realm of the spirit, I announce your freedom. I announce your freedom in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of fear, I rebuke you right now. Every sickness oppressing anyone's body, I rebuke you right now. In the name of Jesus, every demonic mood swing, I rebuke you right now. In the name of Jesus, you are free. The Bible says, he that the Son shall set free is free indeed. I extend this to those who are watching online from all over the world, wherever you may be. I declare, loose right now. Loose right now. Loose right now. You that will watch this thing in the UK, loose right now. Let the power of God eat you where you are right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you all the praise, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All is bowed, all eyes closed. You're here. You want to give your heart to Christ. You want to get born again. Just lift your right hand high above your head. Let me pray with you if you're like that this morning. Lift your right hand high above your head. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise this morning.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We're glad you're part of our community now and trust you are blessed by today's message. Please subscribe to the Shehu Oshibeso podcast. Like and share as well. You can also find Pastor Shehu on Instagram at Shehu Oshibeso or at Grace Made NG.